Hello, fellow word lovers. Last time on Christy the Wordsmith, we were poised for a dive into the alphabet soup of acronyms. They exist by the thousands in American and British English, so it's likely that you've used, heard, or read one already today. And if that's not the case, I'm happy to oblige in the next minute and a half. An acronym is a pronounceable word formed from the initial letters of a word or phrase, as in computerized axial tomography or CAT scan. Convention has acronyms both pronounceable and capitalized. Think the oft-seen NASA and NASDAQ. One exception is an early acronym, RADAR, taken from the phrase radio detection and ranging. Formulated in 1940 by two U.S. naval commanders, RADAR is treated like a regular word written in lowercase letters. Likewise is SCUBA, from self-contained underwater breathing apparatus, an acronym treated as its own word since 1957. An efficient way to communicate, acronyms became popular during the Second World War. Common ones were Women's Army Corps, or WAC, Absent Without Official Leave, or AWOL, Officer in Command, OINK. Sweethearts, separated by war, often signed love letter envelopes, SWAC, or sealed with a kiss. Well, we've come to the end of today's segment, but next time on Christy the Wordsmith, acronyms get a little crude.
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.